Reportedly, Hitler once remarked that while his party and military leadership worried about how to win the war, it was his postal minister who brought him the solution. Ferrell explained that Reichspost was awash with money and could therefore have provided some of the massive funding necessary to the Uranium Enrichment Project, a true black budget operation in every sense. Another source may have been a giant synthetic rubber plant built by I.G. Farben next to Auschwitz, the notorious death camp. The site was chosen for its proximity to transportation hubs, both rail lines and rivers, as well as the nearby supply of slave labor found at the Auschwitz camp. This site probably was also selected with the idea that the Allies would not bomb a concentration camp, a supposition that proved correct. Yet despite the facts, established during the Nuremberg trials, that more than $2 billion in today's dollars were spent, that 300,000 slave laborers had been used in both the construction and operation of this plant, and that it had consumed more electricity than Berlin, not 1 pound of Buna, or synthetic rubber, was ever produced. So what was produced? The facility has all of the characteristics of a uranium enrichment plant, noted Heydrich, adding, the various components of the German atomic bomb efforts could have been implemented with a high degree of secrecy, even from other high-level Nazis, given Bormann's close-knit relationships with Ones Orga. Schmitz, who was chief of IG Farben, Rudolf Hess, the commandant of Auschwitz, and Heinrich Müller, who, among his many other duties as head of the Gestapo, oversaw the supplying of forced laborers to Auschwitz. A theory has been offered that, late in the war, certain Nazis arranged the transfer of enriched uranium to the United States in exchange for immunity from prosecution. At the heart of this transfer theory lies the saga of a Nazi submarine, the U-234. Unterseeboot 234 was originally designed as a mine layer, but was converted to a cargo carrier prior to its only mission into enemy waters, the last German shipment to its ally, Japan. It sailed from Kiel in March 1945 with a most unusual cargo consisting of several high-level German officials, including Dr. Heinz Schlicker, the inventor of fuses for atomic bombs, and two Japanese officers, Air Force Colonel Genzo Shosi and Navy Captain Hideo Tomonaga. Also listed on the boat's manifest of 240 metric tons of cargo were two dismantled ME-262 jet fighters, 10 gold-lined cylinders containing 560 kilograms of uranium oxide, wooden barrels of water, and infrared proximity fuses.